John Popham, you're leading Can't Get Online Week. Could you tell us a bit about the week, please?
The idea came about because the government runs Get Online Week every year, and people in rural communities all over the country get even more frustrated during that week because obviously they've got the issues about not being able to get it online. So what I'm going to be doing is spending that week touring around some of the more remote parts of the country, talking to people about their issues, about why they can't get online, maybe helping them with a few bits of technology, demonstrating to them what getting online might mean for their lives to help them out, and also trying to engage with some suppliers out there who might provide some connectivity to those communities. So just trying to gather people together in one place and do something which raises the profile of those communities and maybe helps them find a way out of their predicament.
How bad is the problem of poor broadband or no broadband in rural communities?
Well, of course, it depends where you live, but a lot of rural communities are right at the end of the line. We're still using copper wire in nearly all rural areas. It wasn't really built for internet signals, and the further away you get from the telephone exchange, the weaker the signal gets. So some people just can't get broadband at all. They get speeds that people in cities were getting 15 years ago, or as I say, even not at all in very many places. It varies, but there are some really, really bad areas.
Could you run through some of the regions that you're visiting?
I'm visiting on the Sunday. I'm going to be in Hampshire and Dorset. On the Monday, I am going to be in Essex and Norfolk. On the Tuesday, I'm going to be in Staffordshire and Shropshire. And then on Wednesday, we're up to Lancashire and Cumbria. And then Thursday, it's the North East, so we're in...
Yeah. And for you, what's the most exciting part of this tour?
I think the most exciting point is the opportunity I'm going to have to listen to local people's stories about what not being able to get online means to them, and hopefully being able to help them. That's what really makes me happy, is being able to help other people. I'm a great believer that the internet brings an awful lot to our lives, and if we can help some people realise that will really benefit me as well.
And the CLA is sponsoring your tour. Now, they've had a big broadband campaign. This is obviously something that you support.
Oh, yes, definitely. I'm very grateful to the CLA. I'd like to say thank you for your support. And, I really look forward to working with you again over issues like this, because this issue is not going to go away just because of this week. And I think it's a campaign we need to keep ticking over.
What are the technical issues that you find sometimes? Do you find that some of the people you meet just simply aren't really technical enough to use computers and get online? Is that part of it?
I certainly think it's part of it. I think one of the issues is that if you live in a rural community where broadband connectivity is poor, you probably don't even think the internet and computing is for you. I mean, you might have tried it and been frustrated, so you've probably just given it up. I think, well, this doesn't really have a role to play in my life. Whereas, actually, the thing about some of the more remote communities is they have an even bigger need for technology than some of the rest of us because of those issues of distance, which can be greatly reduced if they're able to use technology to connect with people.
And as you go on your great broadband odyssey, you're going to be tweeting and using Facebook to promote it, and also the CLA website, isn't it?
We're going to be using every vehicle we can to get the word out there. Hopefully we're going to be engaging with some of the mainstream media outlets as well. They're going to come along and help us out. But I'm going to be using Twitter, I'm going to be using Facebook, I'm going to be using video via YouTube, and of course we're going to be putting material on the CLA website as the week progresses.
And you've already had support from one very famous tweeter.
Yes, I'm very grateful. Stephen Fry supported us yesterday, tweeted it out to his more than 3 million followers, which has been a great help. We still need more help, but that was a fantastic boost to our campaign.
Mm-hmm. And the Downton Abbey actor, the Downton Abbey star, Hugh Bonneville, has got on board. How did that happen?
I think it happened because some of the people I follow on Twitter pointed out to me that he was having some issues with his own home broadband and complaining about it via Twitter. So we got in touch with him, and he's been very keen to help us out because it might well help him out with his own situation at home.
Great. Well, thanks, John, and good luck with the tour.
Yes, thank you.